Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Pesticides, E. coli, tainted imported foods. It's enough to make you sick. These health concerns and a desire for tastier foods have a growing number of people trying to eat local. Farmers markets are booming, and so are farms that are supported by direct subscription. That's a movement known as community-supported agriculture. At CSAs, members pay a farmer in advance of the growing season, and then they receive a weekly box of whatever is fresh off the farm. For CSA members, it's sort of a surprise package, and part of the fun is figuring out what to do with all the locally grown goodies. Living on Earth's Ian Gray is a member of a CSA near Boston called Red Fire Farm. He recently made his first pickup of the season, and food writer Kathy Gunst was there to give him some ideas on how to cook the contents.
You can take a head of lettuce, a bunch of turnips, a bunch of kale.
Half a bag of salad greens.
The mix and match, a pound of spinach, a bunch of scallions, cilantro or radishes. I'd vote for cilantro.
Okay.
And then you get strawberries and peas.
Yeah, we'll get both of those too.
What kind of lettuce do you like?
Oh, geez, I don't know. We've got three kinds here, romaine, iceberg.
This red leaf is like, looks like sculpture. I would vote for that.
Oh, it's dying to pick up. Yeah, let's grab some
of that. Let's take a bunch of turnips that's not like baseball size. It's more medium size. I don't know why. When I see like a root vegetable that's big, I always think it's going to be tough, but it's probably great. Bunch of turnips.
Let's see. All right, let's go for some of that kale over there.
The kale. Okay, scallions. Sorry.
Okay.
These are so beautiful. They're pencil thin. Let me just think about what I'm going to do and then ask you what you have at home, because this is a very odd collection of food. And these are not things that, like, you think, oh, kale and turnips, yum, they'll be terrific together. I'm thinking of roasting the turnips and doing a salad with the greens and some of the cilantro and the roasted turnips on top. And I'm thinking about making candied walnuts to go with it, because I think that would be really yummy with the turnips.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. So we're all the way up on the third floor. So.
Okay. First thing we're going to do is roast the turnips, because they're going to take the longest.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to trim them. And they're a little big to quarter, so I think I'm going to cut them into 6 wedges. I think these are going to be very sweet. And you know, we should even taste it raw, because I suspect this fresh... Taste that. That is really good.
Let's see, okay. No, this is sweet. It's about the texture of an apple, kind of.
Yeah, it's very crunchy and nice. And they're this beautiful ivory-colored vegetable. And so I'm thinking to roast them, and then we'll put them on top of our salad, so it'll be this really nice contrast to all the greens. A little grinding of fresh black pepper. And I'm going to drizzle about 1.5 to 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Let's grab these. Just give them a toss so that all the turnips get coated with everything. All right, let's pop these in the oven. Okay. So that the turnips were what? One step. So we'll check them in about 15 minutes. So we have all these gorgeous greens. These are like babies. You know, this is like precious stuff. This is spring green, so I'm just gently putting a little bit of water on it and tossing them, just to make sure that there's no grit or sand or dirt. And then I thought, for another added crunch, we bought some walnuts, and I wanted to make a honey glazed walnut topping, which is a lot simpler than it sounds. 1.5 cups of walnuts. And I would say 1 tablespoon, 2 tablespoons, let's say about 1/4 cup of honey. And this looks like great honey. And we just want to stir it around and get them all coated. I'm going to lower that just a little bit so they don't burn. And what happens is you get this really quick glaze. That's it. That's the whole recipe.
And the amazing thing is it's not that expensive to do what we're doing with the CSA.
I wanted to ask you about that. How much do you spend to be a CSA member?
So for the season, for 20 weeks of food, which each week pretty much in the summer we pick up a box, it's $450.
So let's break that down. $450. If it were 10 weeks, it would be $45. So it's about $23 a week.
And so if you think of a household, like we've got 4 people who are splitting this because, you know, we're just out of college and there's 4 of us living here. And so, you know, really we're spending each about $125 for a summer of produce.
Beautiful food, and you're staying healthy, and you're helping a farm, and you're probably stretching your imagination about what you would be eating, and you're not getting takeout, so it's a win-win. Okay, the turnips have been in for about 15 minutes. Let's check them.
Okay.
We'll see how...
Oh, wow.
Smell that? They're getting really sweet.
You can smell the sugars coming out. It's amazing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what you're smelling. All right, set the table. Good.
Okay, well, bon appetit.
Oh my goodness. I think I'm a fan of turnips. Taste that.
Oh, wow.
Yum.
Living on Earth's Ian Gray with food writer Kathy Gunst.
The farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down. The farmer is the man who feeds us all. If you only look and see, I know you will agree that the farmer is the man who feeds us all.
Next time on Living on Earth, plastic trash is working its way through the food chain of the world's oceans, confusing and killing all kinds of marine creatures.
There's no food in the ocean that plastic can't mimic. They assume virtually every shape, consistency, and color.
The impact of plastics on the seven seas, next time on Living on Earth. You can hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your MP3 player. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. 9988.